Jay Paterno. This is the letter he wrote, an open letter. He's a columnist on statecollege.com. Since starting to write these columns, I've wanted to use this space to write things that are interesting, of useful, and maybe informative along the way. This week, I plan to shamelessly use this space for my own personal devices. This is a thank you letter to the State College and Penn State community for all that you have done and all that you have meant to my family's toughest times. The people of this community, friends and acquaintances, have reached out with support, friendship, prayers, meals, letters, donations to charities in honor of my father. And for a son who lost a father, it has provided the strength to walk a new path. Even more important, it has shown the strong individual threads woven into this town's durable fabric. No matter what is thrown at us, we will remain strong and united. The teachers and school administrators have been beyond amazing for the young people in my family. The kids have had to handle an endless set of life changes that were played out very publicly. The teachers and administrators provided support and understanding through each development, each one worse than the last. As a father, I will eternally be grateful. But our thanks reaches beyond that to the support that has come from far beyond the borders of this community. A few weeks ago, ESPN's Tom Rinaldi flew from the site of the national championship game in New Orleans to do a living room interview on a Saturday afternoon. He asked me, "How do you feel Penn State has treated your father?" My response was, "Penn Staters have been great." The answer went on to state how supportive all the Penn Staters have been to my father and to our family. That question and answer did not run, though, among the 8 minutes that were shown on SportsCenter and Good Morning America. This column will expand on that answer to state how much the Penn Staters have meant to us over the years, and in particular, in the past couple of months. Penn Staters are unique with a shared bond and a feeling. It is hard to describe after sending some friends an email commenting on the support of Penn Staters. One response came back from a close friend that did not graduate from Penn State. He stated that although neither he nor his wife graduated from the university, they felt like Penn Staters after being here for 6.5 years. The response shared with him what I learned about Penn Staters. It is an earned privilege and not a right. Having a Penn State degree does not automatically make you a Penn Stater, and not having a Penn State degree does not mean that you cannot be a Penn Stater. A Penn Stater values love and loyalty to our university. Penn Staters serve others and stand for honor and integrity. Being a Penn Stater is a student braving bitter winter cold on a corner collecting coins in a can for Thon. It is Relay for Life, Lift for Life, Take Back the Night, and the millions of dollars raised by students each year for people in need that they have never met. Those values do not fade away as Penn State students leave here and become Penn Staters. Nationally, the perception of all Penn Staters has taken a hit, unfairly. As the 2012 Dance Marathon unfolds next week, all the satellite trucks in the national media need to return to see Penn Staters in action. Let them see students on their feet for 46 straight hours. Let them be there on the late afternoon of February 19th to see something beautiful. They can show the world how Penn State students rallied the university community to raise more than $10 million to battle pediatric cancer. Penn Staters will not allow our university to be defined by the agenda of others. The example of Penn Staters making an impact will rocket out of the Jordan Center, out of this valley, and around the world. That must be Penn State's voice. That will be how Penn Staters sing our presence to the world. Isn't it how we've always done things around here as Penn Staters? Challenge us, tell us we can't do something, and we respond. When things get tough, we rally support for each other. That is why I love this community of State College and Penn Staters. In the past 2.5 weeks, the support from Penn Staters around the country and from the people here in the State College area, and I'm sure Sunbury as well, have been in the air that we breathe, the light of our world. For that, I thank everyone, and hope someday adequately to make an impact on all of you as you have done for me and my family. That was from Jay Paterno that he wrote.